connecting your attention with your breath as it comes and goes. And as you breathe in, begin to breathe in the suffering in your life. Breathe it into your heart. And as you breathe out compassion for the suffering in your life, the pains, the disappointments, the doubts. And with each breath, breathing in the pains, the sorrows, the suffering. Letting your heart feel it and breathing out kindness and compassion towards the pain in your life. You could even say in your mind, suffering as you breathe in, compassion as you breathe out. And you could use a visualization of seeing and imagining the in-breath as dark, hot, black, tar-like suffering. And the exhale, the compassion as light, clear, refreshing. Breathing in the hot, dark suffering of your life. Breathing out the cool, calming compassion. Even if it hurts, even if it feels scary, push through. This is the practice of the First Noble Truth, the dukkha. We have to turn towards it. We can't deny it or avoid it. Breathe in the dukkha, the pain, the sorrow, all of the difficulties that you face. Breathe out kindness and compassion, the intention to be loving and forgiving towards ourselves and others. As you exhale, may I learn to care about all of this pain. May I have compassion. And then you can let go of that practice. Just feel the breath as it is. Let go of the pain. Feel your body in the chair, on the cushion. And turn to the joy in your life. Reflect. What makes you happy? What gives you pleasure? What sustains you? What feeds you? And it can be both sense pleasures, the material stuff that you really like. It can be the Dharma, the fellowship, kind friends. Reflect on the joy in your life, the sources of joy, and begin breathing in to your heart center, joy. Breathing out, non-attached appreciation. Don't cling to it. Breathe it in, feel it, let it lighten the heart. And breathing out, appreciation. Let it go. In joy, out, non-attached appreciation. In joy, out, non-clinging, gratitude. Let yourself smile a little bit at some of the things that you really love, even if it's just that record, that restaurant, that cute boy you've been looking at across the room, or girl. Your children, your parents, good friends, good Dharma. Breathe in your appreciation for London Insight, supporting you in your practice, making these teachings available. Breathe out appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness. All of your teachers, all of the things, dancing and yoga, healthy food, green stuff that you eat, recovery, punk rock, all of the good stuff in the world. Breathe it in. Breathe out appreciation, whatever it is for you. And this time begin to breathe in everybody else's good stuff too. The joy, the happiness, the beauty of the whole world. And breathing out sympathetic joy, empathetic appreciation. Even the things that maybe you don't like so much, but other people really do appreciate their happiness. Letting go of that joy practice, feeling your body, your breath. And turning towards the practice of equanimity. The people who you love, who you want to help, this whole world of people who are suffering, confused. Breathing out the understanding that everyone has their own karma. Everyone's responsible for their own liberation. Breathing in your commitment to help and in whatever way that you can. Breathing out your understanding that your influence is limited. No control. Everyone has their own karma. Their happiness or unhappiness does not depend on our wishes, but only upon their own actions. Breathing in the care, breathing out non-clinging, balanced heart. And letting go of the equanimity and just reflecting on our practices today of forgiveness and loving kindness, compassion and appreciation, the human heart that has the capacity to love, to forgive, to enjoy, to care. And our practice that helps us clear away that which is blocking it. This practice is an incredible act of generosity to ourselves an act of generosity to our friends and family who we will burden less with our suffering as we find more freedom Ultimately, part of a rippling effect, a reverberation through our family and culture, society throughout the world. And letting go and accepting yourself just as you are in this moment. Perfectly imperfect. Radical acceptance. Right now it's like this. And I love you. Keep going. Thank you.